Bosses. We've all had bad bosses, you know? Maybe not as bad as this one.
The human resources department requires that I be available once a month to discuss workplace disputes with my employees. The rules do not specify whether or not I'm allowed to listen to Willie Nelson on my headphones.
There you go. That's Ron Swanson from the hit television show Parks and Recreation. Obviously a satirical look at what would be a bad boss for that City of Pawnee department. But what are some of the worst mistakes bosses can make? Maybe you are a leader at work, or you work for someone who could use some tweaking in the way that they kind of interact with you and your fellow employees. Well, Dr. Jane Gardner is joining me this afternoon to kind of dig into this. Dr. Gardner is a performance coach and a business strategist. Dr. Gardner, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. And yes, some of the people I know, the bosses need a bit of tweaking. So yes, I get what you're saying.
You know, sometimes bosses have the best of intentions, but it just doesn't come across correctly. So Jane, what are some good recommendations, like things to not do if you're a boss? What's three or four things that they can kind of not do on a regular basis?
Oh, I think that's a great question. Don't give empty compliments.
Oh.
You know, we always think praise is good, but don't say, oh, you did a good job. What I'd like to hear you say is specifically something like, that presentation you gave on the financials gave us insight into how we could hold our costs. You see, that's very different.
Yes.
Than, oh, good job. You get that? Does that make sense?
Yes, I totally get it. The more specific you are, A, makes it look like you're listening and paying attention, and B, it lets the worker, you know what you're valuing about what they're doing, right?
Yes. And, you know, the other thing, I've got a whole pocket full of these, but one of the other things is to listen and to ask your employees for their opinion.
Ah.
And I have a little adage that I use with bosses. I'll say, ask them for their say, and don't think you have to necessarily give them their way. But when you ask them, what do you think about this? You're drawing them into a team approach. You're coming down off of your pedestal as a boss and saying, look, we've got problems right now. Be honest with them. You know, we're losing money. What do you think we could do differently? And all of a sudden, they're important to you. And it's somewhat on their shoulders whether the company succeeds or not.
Interesting. Honest communication, right? And asking for their say, but don't necessarily give them their way, right? That's what you were saying?
That's right. Works for kids, too.
Oh, I was going to say, it sounds like something I should be doing for my 7-year-old, Jane, to be honest with you. It really does.
Exactly.
Okay, so yeah. we've got two under our belt, right? No empty praise. It has to be a specific thing that you're complimenting an employee for his or her work on, and be honest in communicating and asking people for their, you know, for their say on what can be improved and not necessarily giving them their way. What's another thing, Dr. Gardner?
Well, you know what, Ted, I got to tell you, you listen well.
Oh, thanks.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. Okay, the third one that I have, and this is the most beautiful question. It turns people into cooperative people. So ask your employees, kind of one-on-one, maybe when you're talking to them, ask them this question. How can I be a better boss for you?
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, because that flips it into, look, vulnerability. I need to know how I could do better. And they feel like, oh, he might really listen to me. He cares about what I think. And, you know, the reason the Great Resignation happened, according to the research, is that people didn't feel valued. They didn't feel like they made any difference in the company. Draw them into your team. Get their involvement, and then you have a team that is the most accountable and works together to produce and perform at the highest level.
That sounds brilliant, Dr. Gardner. You know, asking, you know, what can I do to be a better boss for you? That's actually brilliant. I guess it speaks to also knowing if you're in that position, the management level position where you have people working under you, it's also, mm-hmm. you know, knowing when to ask for help, right? You know, and figuring mm-hmm. things out.
Well, I think the way the business landscape is changing now is employees do have more power. But I think what you might look at, a good metaphor, is the ladder goes up and down. The hierarchical ladder, you know, in these companies, you can go up and you can go down. So a lot of big advisors are saying, let the employees be on the top and reverse it and have the managers be on the bottom asking for how they can help.
Interesting. It's fascinating when you kind of look at it and think of it as like a straight up and down ladder, because there's people everywhere on every run, right?
Yeah, and it's always going up, isn't it? Who's the boss? What's going to happen if I do this wrong, you know?
It's true.
Oh, man.
So
man.
True.
So, I could talk forever. I could give more and more.
Yeah. You know what? I have time for one more, Dr. Gardner. Okay. Go for it. Yeah, one more.
Cool. Okay. So we used to, in management, when I was coaching people, we had something called exception management. And what it was is it said, never talk about the good. Just look at what did we do wrong and let's try to correct it. Well, guess what? That brings morale really down and our emotions down into the pit. So begin to ask people in a team when they first get together with after maybe they lost a big project or something or a big customer. But keep asking your team at the beginning of every team meeting. Have everybody say, what did you do right yesterday?
Nice.
And help people begin to look at themselves with a little more pride, because we very rarely, Ted, at least in my life, it's hard to tell myself attaboy, because I keep thinking somebody else will tell me. But in reality, we've got to start telling ourselves that so we feel better about who we are.
Very good, Dr. Gardner. Great advice this afternoon. I appreciate this. Thank you.
It's good to be with you, Ted.
All right. Have a great evening. Thanks.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Dr. Jane Gardner, performance coach and business strategist, talking about some of the mistakes that bosses can make.